Welcome to the House Tim Page, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with owner and clinician Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about concussion protocol. This is part two of a two-part interview. Well, Eric, as we go through kind of a hypothetical situation here, let's say we're over at Case Field. Somebody makes a tackle and they're a little bit slow to get up. But when it comes to a concussion standard, what are some things that you would look for in that individual?
If the athlete is able to get off the field, you know, walking, we're going to go through first a lot of questions, starting with simple things, just to test their thinking abilities. That would be probably after getting some information from them. You know, Johnny, what happened? Can you tell me what's wrong? We want to make sure that their neck is hurting. Is it a shoulder? And if it is, in fact, their head, then that leads into the questions about some of the thinking, starting out with simple, what day of the week it is, what month are we in, what team are we playing, things like that. Then that would then proceed into some other more challenging questions where we're thinking mental or asking them about just mental processing. We'll ask them to start at 100 and count backwards by fives, say the months of the year, and reverse order starting with December. Allows us to know kind of what their thinking abilities are like, see what their balance is like, starting there again simple and moving to more advanced if we're having to sort out some different symptoms. So if they would have to be on the field and they are laying on the ground, then there's some other things that we would take precautions on as far as trying to rule out that there's no neck involvement before we'd get them up and moving around, and then proceed on to the similar questioning. Lots of different scenarios can play out. Let's say if we determine that they do have concussion symptoms and we're treating as such, then we're going to let the coaches know that the player's not able to return that night. And all the coaches now, it's all the rules. It's a no-brainer, no questions asked. Got it. We understand that. And then the next step, once the event is over, then it's all about educating the athlete and the parents on the process, what they should do, look for that night. Do they need to seek any other medical care that night or the next day? And then starting to talk to them about the different steps and the process to return to full competition. And then another key part is return to school. The brain is injured. They're needing to use their brain at school, obviously. So there has to be some communication with school staff, the guidance counselors, to make sure if their students need any accommodations while they're recovering. Do they need to be withheld from school during this process?
And what is the process for an individual to be cleared to be able to compete again?
Sports that have contact, there's a couple extra steps. Athletes at all levels, the first step is to become symptom-free. So if they're having headaches, maybe they're dizzy on occasion, sleeping a lot and really tired, their appetite may be affected, whatever the symptoms may be, that may be staying home from school so they can rest and recover and allow that process to be as efficient as possible. Sometimes it's a balance of starting the day out of school, and if they start to experience symptoms, they leave and go home and rest for the rest of the day. Occasionally, we'll have some athletes that their symptoms will linger with rest, and then we do have to start some light physical activity to help in terms of just blood flow and healing of the brain tissue. So once the athlete is symptom-free, back to school on a full-time basis, then they'll start a gradual return to physical activity. So this is going to be some very light intensity exercise. They may ride a stationary bike, getting their heart rate up, but it's not super intense. If they have no problems with that, no recurrence of symptoms, either immediately after and then later that into the next 24 hours, then they'll move on to the next step where they're exercising at a little bit higher intensity level, still on their own, not really related to the sport. If that goes well, then the next day they would start performing some sport-specific drills. So in the case of football, It may be running routes, things that would be throwing the ball, different drills that would not include contact. Once that's completed, then they'll return into practice, full contact, still not completely released, even though they're allowed to release into full contact. Before they get back into competition, they have to be able to do a full practice of contact without return of symptoms. So if you have a sport such as track or something that doesn't involve contact, then they don't have to go through that last step of contact. But most sports that athletes are experiencing the concussions, they most often do involve contact. So usually takes a minimum of a week if everything goes well. I just want to compliment our coaches. I think they do a really good job of identifying if someone needs to be evaluated and withholding them from competition if they think that there is an issue, and making sure that they're evaluated properly. And then they really do a good job of making sure that the athletes complete the protocol. They're really educated well on the process and that these athletes need to be 100% before they're cleared. So if someone has a son or daughter that's experiencing some problems after having some head trauma or hits their head in any kind of event, you know, they need to inform their coach, or they can get in touch with somebody here at JET, and we can make sure that we're following the proper process so the athletes participate in their daily activities well, participating in school well, and can get back into athletic participation.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner, owner and clinician at JET Physical Therapy, talking about concussion protocol. This was part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.